Welcome to the Outsource Accelerator podcast. This is a short format podcast where we explore business and outsourcing mastery. My name is Derek Gallimore, and I am really excited to bring you the leading podcast in outsourcing. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Outsource Accelerator podcast. My name is Derek Gallimore, and this is episode number 242. Today, I'm joined by Anthony Kuhn of 247 CSR. We've actually spoken to him previously in episode 220 and 233. So if you want his backstory and you want to deep dive a little bit more into 247 CSR, then go back and listen to these. But this is an independent episode, which is fantastic anyway. And we had a really good conversation about the future of outsourcing. And again, just tons of handy tips and tricks about how to optimize outsourcing and outsourcing processes for your business. So I certainly learned a lot. I'm sure you'll enjoy. If you want the show notes, go to outsourceaccelerator.com/242 for this episode. Enjoy. Hi, and welcome back, everybody. Today, I'm super excited to be joined by Anthony Kuhn again of 247 CSR. Hi, Anthony, how are you?
Great, thank you very much.
And it's great to have you back. I want to discuss with you the more philosophical and sort of esoteric aspects of outsourcing now. It seems that there's a bit of a dark cloud over outsourcing at the moment. But I suppose, can you introduce yourself first and let us know, for those that haven't watched the previous episode, how you find yourself here in the Philippines?
Coming to the Philippines approximately 17, 18 years ago on an exciting adventure, first time out of the U.S., and I came to the Philippines and I said, you know, this is just a beautiful country. Coming from Chicago, I've never been in the tropics before, and volcanoes and scuba diving. And number one, it was the people. Everybody was just so nice. Everybody you met was just so polite, so nice, friendly. And honestly, it's still that same way to this day. That's the best thing about the Philippines is the people.
Yeah, really is, huh? Really is. And so you've been in outsourcing now for 17 years, and the industry's evolved a hell of a lot. And it's, you know, it was called a sunrise industry for maybe two decades, and the government is really behind the industry. It now employs about 1.23 million people, you know, and it's done incredible things for the Philippines. But people are a little bit worried now. They see potentially plateauing, a decline, and there's a big conversation around AI, automation, robotics,
right,
all these bots and stuff like that. And you are, you know, smack bang in the middle maybe of the customer service, and everyone's saying this is going to be automated, you know, by tomorrow. What's your take on that, and how do you think it affects the common businessman in the street? You know, how should they take things?
I believe there is some potential for AI, and it has come so far in the last few years, and it's helpful, and most people are familiar with it, even though they don't know it when they're dealing with an airline or they're dealing with something, press one for this, press two for this, and it is quite complex nowadays, but nothing's ever going to take place of somebody saying, yes sir, yes ma'am, how can I help you? Let me get this information for you. You want to speak to somebody. That's one of the biggest concerns with anybody, be it you, me, when I'm calling my credit card company or anything. You know, I'm on hold for, you know, X amount of time. I'm like, look, I want to speak with somebody right now. I want them to be polite. I want them to answer my questions properly. Mm-hmm. And if it can't be resolved right now, they're going to get back to me. And they're going to say, we're following up on this for you, we're going to take care of this. So it's not, any inquiry is not too small, because that person is going to say, hey, I really appreciate your customer service for that client, and they're going to stay with that client. So that's one of the main factors, is we make sure that all of their clients, their customers are happy and they stay with that. That's the value add that we give.
Mm. And I think, you know, there's a lot of pressure, I think, in the bigger sector where they maybe have 5,000 people doing the same thing, because that can, by its nature, be streamlined and optimized and then automated.
Right.
Whereas I think with a lot of our clientele, which is small to medium business, there's a lot of change and evolution in the processes. It's kind of quite difficult to automate that. Yeah,
there is some really nice automation. that you can, and it's even helpful. I do it as well here in the Philippines. As far as, you know, coming nowadays, you can pay your bills, you can take care of this. But ultimately, if you have an issue, you are going to want to speak with somebody directly. You're going to want to say, I have a specific issue, and I'm not going to listen to a recording. You know, somewhere in that AI function, there's going to be press zero, and I want to speak to a live person that's going to help me resolve this. And one of the most frustrating things that we noticed right away when we developed our CRM was when somebody calls back, perhaps the second time or the third time, and if they weren't entered into the CRM, which we have now, and they speak with a new person and they have to repeat their same story, right. You're like, oh, my God, I just spoke with somebody 2 days ago. We resolved that issue. Once you contact us, you're entered into the CRM. You know, thank you for calling. I'm Mr. Johnson. We see that you called and you spoke with agent so-and-so yesterday. AI is good for that, but again, you want to speak to a live person or chat. We have a live chat program or the ticketing system, and being 24/7 like we are, most everything is happening within minutes of the time of the client communication. Phones are within seconds.
Right. And the industry has grown a lot over the last 20 years. You've been in this 20 years. People are saying it's now plateauing. Where do you think it's going to go in the next 20 years? My humble opinion is I think we're on the beginning of the next wave, because I think all of these small and medium-sized businesses, they're not really in outsourcing yet, whereas I think potentially in 20 years they could all be outsourcing because of the enhancement of technology interface. Do you see this thing exploding, or where's it going to go?
I think it's going to keep going, because everybody that is still growing their businesses or haven't even started their businesses yet, that are just getting into it, are going to need a service. They're going to need somebody to handle their communications or outsource their data management, or whatever unique function that they need somebody else to manage that for them, so that can free them up so that they can take care of more of their core tasks, more complicated tasks, their main business, where they can say, hey, look, it'd be really great if someone could answer our phones or somebody can do this. So I think there's no shortage of outsourcing needs in the future, because there's always going to be people developing their own businesses. Mm-hmm. And nowadays, most everything is internet-based. There is no shortage of people coming up with fantastic ideas and starting their own business and their own website. But you just get bogged down. An individual person that says, oh, I started this business, but I'm so busy.
Yeah.
It's much easier for them to go ahead and say, hey, look, I want a small company that can handle my phones, my communication systems, work with me directly, and I trust them that they actually have what they say that they have. So I think the business is great. I think there's no way it's going to slow down anytime in the near future. As you know, like even back in Australia and the UK and America, hiring a part-time person or a full-time person there, by the time you start adding in your benefits and all of everything, it gets quite expensive just to hire one person back home, whereas we can do that same thing for 25% of the cost.
Yeah. And it's not only just the hiring person, but as you say, it's the on-top cost, but also it's the legal exposure, the liabilities, and everything is within one contract with you or with outsourcing generally, and one payment at the end of the month, and it's all wrapped up, everything's in, with also the oversight of the BPO thrown in.
Right, yeah, pretty much, yeah, one stop. You come in, you communicate with us, discuss your needs. It's a very straightforward process. It's not complicated at all. Usually within 48 hours, we could already be managing all of your phone support, your inbound, your outbound, or if it's non-voice programs. Every client has a unique need, and that's just it. You have to focus on what that client needs specifically. And then once you can take care of that, then you're pretty much straightforward and going for that client. Again, they really need to focus on their main business and release some of the repetitive tasks so that they can build their business and we can help them grow.
Do you think there'll ever be a time where, you know, I call it the pyramid flipping upside down, where you know, someone in the US with a bright idea could come up with a widget that they need selling, and they outsource the business. They say, look, I've got this widget, can you find customers, can you serve the customers, fulfill the delivery, and do the bookkeeping while you're at it. Do you think there's ever going to be a time where...
I think there is something, pretty much if you can think it, we can do it. Mm. You know, we specialize in, of course, BPO, back office processing and everything like that. Our company doesn't actually specialize in programming, stuff that are really more technical. Ours is back office,
operational,
communicating with their clients, customer support. But if you have an idea and you say, hey, I think I can do this, I'm pretty sure we could mimic the entire thing here.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. And of course, I encourage everyone to go back and listen to previous episodes. We've had a chat, but if anyone wants to know more about 247 CSR or get in touch with you, how can they do that?
247CSR.com. Just go ahead and contact anybody in my agents through live chat. Say, hey, I want to speak with Anthony directly. I'll be calling you back within minutes.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Anthony.
All right, thank you.
Okay, that was Anthony Kuhn of 247 CSR. Hope you enjoyed that. If you want any of the show notes, go to outsourceaccelerator.com/242. And as always, if you want to ask us anything, then just drop us an email to ask@outsourceaccelerator.com. See you next time.